for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The White House should be more worried about Michael Flynn than Michael Cohen in the Mueller investigation. So says independent Senator Angus King, who tells NBC's Meet the Press.
That's the one I think that really raises some very difficult questions that go to the heart of the question of whether there were relationships between the Trump campaign, President Trump, and the Russian government during the campaign in 2016, because Flynn was, as they say in Hamilton, in the room where it happened.
And on ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Marco Rubio said the American people will have the facts soon.
At some point here soon, the American people are going to have before them the report of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, whatever findings the special prosecutor has moving forward, and then we can begin to make some judgments about what needs to happen next.
And Rubio tells CNN's State of the Union President Trump would make a terrible mistake if he pardoned his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Mother Nature has been keeping North Carolina State Patrol troopers busy today, dropping more than a foot of snow by midday. Colonel Glenn McNeil.
From midnight to this morning, the patrol has responded and investigated 509 collisions and responded to 1,100 calls for service.
As many as 500,000 people have lost power from the storms in the southeast, according to the Weather Channel, and more than 1,400 flights were canceled by midday, according to FlyToWare.com. Missing British backpacker Grace Mullane's body has been found near Auckland, and a male companion has been charged with her murder. She'd been missing for a week. And the winner is...
The 2018 Heisman Trophy is awarded to Kyler Murray of Oklahoma University.
ESPN making that announcement. The junior Oklahoma quarterback is expected to join the Oakland A's baseball team next year rather than return to college for his senior year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A nightclub tragedy in Italy leaves several people dead. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Italian police are still questioning witnesses to determine who sprayed an irritant, triggering a deadly stampede in an overcrowded disco bar in a town near the Adriatic port of Ancona. Police did not confirm Italian media reports, saying investigators had already identified a juvenile as the alleged sprayer of that irritant, but they do say police had questioned over 80 witnesses to Saturday pre-dawn stampede at the Blue Lagoon Disco. Five teens, all of them minors, and a mother who accompanied her child to the rap concert were killed in that stampede. More than 50 concert goers were injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the first people to plead guilty in the Russia probe has been released from jail. USA's Wendy King has more.
Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison on Friday morning after serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with people tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends, you're away from the world, and you're living in a underworld.
I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
And for USA Radio News,